and see a pilot next to you. I'm not driving fast, I'm flying low, and he has an airplane on the back window. I'll do that. I'll tell him to get on that. He may have already done it. If he has, we just need to know the name and all.
Yeah, it's possible that they've been talking too, you know, so. Yeah, when I first got back and I was eating lunch, you know, you're in engineering, it was like this, right? I doubt very seriously the jets are flying, but man, this is what it's like. I mean, I thought we were going to go down because it was just this probably good 5 minutes of a plane flying over our building, and it just sounded really, really close. And it was just, you know, I didn't look outside or anything. I figured I probably wouldn't see anything, but it sounded like flying really low over our building. It's crazy.
It might have been. I mean, they don't stop necessarily in the real world outside of training. They don't stop flying when the weather gets crappy, so they have to practice when the weather is crappy.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what the weather itself is going to be tomorrow, other than cold. But it's just a, you know, clear, no rain or snow. They still might do the flyover for the game. And it's possible they were practicing. But yeah, they ended up losing. Bases loaded. The last three guys all went down swinging. Mind you, the two guys at bat just foul after foul after foul, and then Brenton Doyle comes up and, goes down swinging. Pathetic. But hey, the good news is we're not the Braves.
Well, I guess it's better than going down looking. Standing there looking stupid, getting call strikes on all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's going to be crappy weather tomorrow. Weather action day, at least that's what Fox 31 is saying. So I guess we'll find out. I'm glad I'm not going.